Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time, and you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today. This front office edition of the Giants Huddle podcast is presented by Fordham University, an official higher education partner of the New York Giants.
It's time to get inside the Giants Huddle.
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go, here we go.
And the Giants mobile
app. Get them in there, let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Welcome to another edition of the Giants Huddle podcast. Bob Papa with the head coach of the New York Football Giants, Brian Daboll, joins us. And all right, you got to this point in time where you got the veterans coming in, a little veteran mini camp. You've had the OTAs. How would you assess how this has all gone for you since it's your first time around?
Yeah, I think we've made a lot of progress from where we started. You know, when you're coming into a new place and you're starting out the way you want to do things, it takes a lot of work. And a lot of people in the organization have their hands in it. And I think the people in our building have done a fantastic job, from the coaching staff to the scouting staff to the administrators. The staff have really done a good job of buying into how we want to do things. And then ultimately it falls on the players. And these guys have been tremendous the last 4 months or 3 months, whatever it's been, of putting in the time and the effort and the energy to improve each day.
You know, when I saw you earlier in the day, you were talking about you were working on training camp scheduling.
Yeah.
Is that something that you have experience with as far as, you know, being on other staffs where you've been included in it? And how difficult is it? Now you got to make the final call on everything.
Yeah, well,
like team snack is going to be now, not then.
Sure. Yeah, no, the thing that you have a great appreciation for is the guys that you've worked for. You're not necessarily in all those meetings. I think the longer you're in this business, the more questions you ask, the more you watch, the more you take notes on. But when you're having to do it yourself, it's a different story. And, you know, every day I thank Laura Young. She's, you know, my assistant, and she does a fabulous job of organizing those things and keeping things on the right track, so that when her and I sit down together, it flows a lot smoother than it probably would with just me having to do it. So it takes a lot of work, these schedules.
You know, with the new CBA, you know, it's 10 years old.
Sure.
But you came into the league under a different CBA. You got to really go through this closely to make sure that you are maximizing the allotted time you have with the players on the field, because it's not like just roll them out for 2 days.
Right.
If we're going to go 3 hours, both sessions and pads, so be it.
Yep.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
No question about it. And you have people like Laura Young, who's all over the rules, along with Ed Triggs. And those two are back and forth making sure everything's up to standard and code the way we have to have it. And then you involve a lot of other people. It's, you know, coming up with schedules and putting things together requires, I'd say, an army, if you will, from sports science to nutrition to equipment managers to the trainers. You know, it's kind of give and take when you're putting things together.
All right, so you had great response to the voluntary stuff so yeah. far in the offseason. You had a great turnout, which I think you would expect, right? New staff comes in. If I'm a player, I want to be there.
Yep.
How do you feel guys are picking up what you're trying to teach? Because it's different than what they've been accustomed to, either here or wherever else they've come from.
Yeah, I think we've made daily strides. You know, we place a high premium on bringing in intelligent players. I think we've done a good job with that in terms of the free agents that we brought in. And then the draft process, that's, you know, one of our number one things. So between Joe and his staff and the coaches, we really put a lot of work into bringing in our type of people, which, you know, one of the things we're looking for, smart players. So from the day we started to where we're at, I think they've done a really good job of picking up the information and continuing to grow in that regard.
Don't miss your chance to experience a premier hospitality experience watching Giants games and world-class concerts in 2022 as a Giants suite partner. Limited full-season locations are available, or place a deposit for individual games. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit Giants.com/suites for more information.
You know, everyone's talked about the quarterback situation, and obviously with Daniel Jones being here, you know, when you look at some of the things he did as a rookie in 12 games, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, ran the ball, looked like the sky was the limit. Now, for a myriad of factors along the way, it hasn't panned out that way. Have you studied a lot of what he did as a rookie and try to say, hey, here's where he prospered, here's where this might fit into what I want to do offensively?
Yeah, I've watched all his games. He's played as a Giant. I've also watched the games that he played at Duke and some on Huddle, which he played at his high school. And I think that's important to get input from the quarterback in terms of what he feels comfortable with, while at the same time showing him some new things that maybe can help him. At the end of the day, you know, the offense is obviously going to go through our quarterback, and there's got to be good give and take with that between the head coach, the coordinator, and the quarterback. That's, I'd say, a pretty special relationship between the three of those guys.
On the defensive side of the ball, what were some of the things that really made you feel like Wink Martindale was the right fit for what a Brian Daboll team needs to look like?
Well, it's a tough system to coach against. When you're a play caller on the other sideline, coaching against his defense, it presents a lot of challenges throughout the week. A lot of things that break some rules in terms of your assignments on offense. You have to be really sound for, or maybe game plan a little bit differently for. He's had a lot of success where he's been at Baltimore, and then I really didn't know Wink much. Just you know him through being in the league for a while, but he did a really good job in his interview. Impressive guy. I thought it was a good fit.
It says a lot about you as a new head coach to bring in the diverse group that you've brought in. You know, a lot of times guys just bring in only people that they've crossed paths with. You haven't necessarily done that. Or maybe if you've crossed paths, it's just been in a smaller role.
Sure.
Was that part of a conscious decision that you made to make sure that, hey, I bring in the best people, but I don't want all yes people either?
Yeah, you know, I started back in this league in 2000, so it's 22 years, and then had 3 years of experience in college before that, so it's really been a quarter of a century. I thought I was ready in 2005 to be a head coach, and that's okay. I just realized I wasn't. And the longer you're in this league and the more relationships you develop with people that have been in those positions, I think if you're smart and that's a spot that you want to get to, you ask a lot of questions. Why do you think you failed? I've had a bunch of friends that have been head coaches that, have been let go. And you wait for a few months and, offer your condolences because you never want to see that happen to anybody in their family. Then try to get on the horn with them as quick as you can and ask them, hey, what are some of the things that, after you had 3 or 4 months or even 6, 7 months after that, as you take a step back that you wish you did differently? What are some of the things that you thought helped you? So, I have a big library of those conversations that I've had with numerous people. And one of the things that was a reoccurring theme with most of the guys that I spoke with was I wish I took more time to hire my staff. So, that just led me to, I'm going to take my time. Things happen quickly at the end of the year when these things get filled. And you're worried about losing, I have a good candidate here. And I said, I'm going to take the advice of some of the people that I've worked for, that I know, that has coached a long time in the league, and just take my time. And I include it. It was really important to me to include the people that were hired or that we retained to be part of the process. Because I think that the more people you have listening and asking questions, you can kind of self-check one another. And I might have listened to a person that we interviewed and been like, I'm not really sure. And there might be 10 other people in the room going, telling you, this is the person right here. And it just offers a good checks and balances.
Are you excited for, I know you have a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross until we get there, but are you excited for camp to get here just so you could start to get a gauge on where we really are and with sort of the clock ticking to preseason game number one? And how do we function as a new staff as far as just game operations and all that other
stuff? Sure. Those are, you know, the last, I'd say, week and a half. Those are things that I've been doing, whether it's schedules or thinking about things like you just asked me. We have 4 days here left until we get a little bit of a break, and I'm usually what happens is you need this break after you've been going. It doesn't feel like we've had an off season. You know, I left Buffalo and came here and need a little bit of a downtime. Go watch my son play baseball and my daughter do stuff, and taking my daughter on a trip down south to a bunch of SEC schools that she's going to be interested in going to in a year. So, you know, that's after about that week is over. Even though we have another few weeks off, I'll be right back into that mode of, all right, the wheels will start spinning to training camp. We got to see this guy. I want to take a look at it. I mean, if you ask Kafka right now or Wink, I've sent texts all different times with things that I remember, or, hey, I want to get a look at this, make sure you got that plan, whatever it may be. So I'll need about a week, and then I'll be thinking about roster and training camp and evaluations and first preseason games and how much we're going to play the guys and, you know, all that type of stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's all the good stuff, right? I mean, the football stuff.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, do you find that as the head coach? Because you hear a lot of guys talk about this. Once they become the head coach, you almost get a little bit further removed from the football that you've grown up as a coach being involved in, where you're managing a lot of stuff and you're dealing with a lot of stuff that you never had to deal with.
No, that's something that came up in a lot of those conversations as well with the people that I've spoken to. I try to stay involved as much as I can without getting in the way. So listening to, you know, Wink's meeting or going through an install with Kafka or sitting in T-Mac special teams, you know, that's what you love doing is coaching football. You're in a different role. I think it's important to let guys do their job that you hired, but also be there and give your input, because that's why you're in this seat. And, you know, that's been a lot of fun. But, you know, you're not, you know, always in those meetings, hey, what about this scheme or this scheme? That's why it might be a random text to Kafka at 10:30 about, you know, a certain thing that I want to see, or a formation or a motion or whatever it may be. But you learn to balance it.
Giants season tickets are on sale now for the 2022 season. In addition to ticket savings, membership benefits include access to exclusive events, experiences, pre-sales, and more. You can lock in your seats starting at just $100. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit giants.com/tickets for more information.
Why is it so important for you to spend time in the cafeteria getting to know other people in the organization that don't really touch football?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to be in there with video guys or equipment or whatever.
Sure.
But you seem to really have made a conscious effort to make sure that you get to touch and visit with and get to know everybody.
I think it's just how I was raised. You know, I got a lot of respect for just people in general. And when there's someone in the building that works in a different department that I'm working in, but those people put in a lot of time and effort and energy to help the organization be as good as they can, and they're really important to the success of the organization. So I think having respect for everyone in the building is really critical, a critical part of being a good leader. I like hanging out, you know, meeting new people, kind of like a break from schedules and organization and things like that, and you just go, you know, let your hair down, if you will, no pun intended, and, you know, get to meet some people and, you know, tell them that you appreciate their work and their effort that they're doing, because it is important. I think you put time into relationships, those pay dividends.
Finally, I know you've gotten into the Rangers,
you know,
in that whole situation. Talk a little bit about your hockey background, because you're not just coming to New York and you're the head coach of the Giants, I'm going to get really good seats, and they're going to put me on the screen at the Garden. I'm there to be seen. You're actually a hockey fan because you played it.
Yeah. I played it for 12, 13 years. Love the sport. Still love it. You know, one of my sons played it. The 4-year-old will probably be playing it here pretty soon. Fast-paced game. And then, you know, once playoff hockey hits, it's just an unbelievable atmosphere with – great passionate fan base here. It's just really cool to be part of the city when this time of year when this is going on. And they've been a really fun team to watch. A lot of heart, a lot of hustle. I'd say a lot of different players on the team that seems to me fill different roles. You know, some really skillful, some bigger, tougher guys, some veterans, some young guys. It's pretty cool what Coach Gallant and that team has done, you know, meshing those guys together.
And I can see the coaching eye never wanders, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
even though you're not coaching them, you're kind of looking at it and like, hey, where does this apply to what I'm doing?
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly right. You know, I think you can learn from a lot of different people and coaches and teams, and that you should. This is a cool learning experience of watching this team. But it's neat. You look at, your receiver group, all right, and there's Miller, bigger body guy. Panarin, skillful, quick. Kreider, the smart veteran, tough. It's cool putting them all together. And then Zibanejad, that's what I'm always watching those guys, thinking about watching them skate and compete. It's pretty neat.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes.
Awesome.
We look forward to doing this as we get closer to the season, and then the pregame show during the year, the TV shows and everything else. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
That's the head coach of the New York Football Giants, Coach Brian Daboll, on the Giants Huddle Podcast.
This front office edition of the Giants Huddle Podcast is presented by Fordham University, an official higher education partner of the New York Giants. Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time, and you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.